Good morning. Great to be with you.
Now, I see that Apple are doing some stuff. I've just actually upgraded now. I'm only, I think, two or three models behind the current one now with my new phone. So you can tell I'm a bit of a tech head. So what's going on with Apple?
Yeah, Apple have had another event. They only launched the new iPhone, I don't know, 4 weeks ago. So they've had another event this week. But this one, we thought it was just going to be a bit bland, but they did pretty big things. They launched two new laptops, brand new AirPods, a cheaper Apple Music subscription, and new colourful HomePods. And I think the headline act there is the laptops, brand new Apple MacBook Pros. Now, these are top-end laptops. These are not your back-to-school laptops at all. These are for people into high-end video editing, graphics performance, whatever it might be, you know, $3,000 plus. But they've brought back features they've previously dropped, like HDMI connections or card readers. So it'll be very well received. Two different models, 14 and 16-inch, a new 1080p front camera, so you're getting better quality from your Zoom calls. And a bigger screen, like really impressive screen. So they've kind of taken everything they do with their laptops, pushed the boundaries, and under the hood, a really strong performance from their own processor. You know, most people are familiar with Intel inside. Well, they've gone away from Intel and made their own processors, and they seem to be eking out a lot of performance from them.
Mate, it want to be well received if it's over $3,000. Genie Maccas.
Well, I mean, that's the problem, right? This is a tough market. If you try and sell a $3,000 laptop and it's lacking things, well, you're just going to get canned big time. So I actually think they might have done the right thing here by going, this is what people spending this money want, and they've ticked that box. So new laptops, new AirPods at $279, I still think a touch expensive given the market today. There's much more affordable earphones out there, so don't be conned into just getting AirPods because everyone else does. And a $5.99 per month Apple Music subscription that only works with your voice. So you can't type, you know, John Farnham into your phone and get music. You've got to ask for it. So a fascinating new music plan as they try and take on Spotify.
I love looking at Apple's new gear, and I get the emails because I bought one. And I can just about keep up with my 2012 desktop, and I don't need to upgrade yet. But my wife loves the MacBook Pro. Yeah, good product there. And now we're going to find out about a new thing, a new way to use light to decorate your room. I've got no idea where you're going with this, Trevor. You enlighten us. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, look, the thing is, lights up until the last couple of years have been pretty much just bulbs in the ceiling or lamps on the wall. But now there's so many more creative things you can do. Now, these are targeted at gamers and those kind of people streaming on YouTube. But I genuinely think there's a fascination here that these play a role in how you decorate your home. So as long as you don't have a, you know, historic home, a modern lighting system, these things from Nanoleaf, they can either be panels, like their shapes, hexagons and triangles that you can put all over your wall and make a shape, and they light up in different colours. They respond to music and sound. But the new ones are lines. And so I've got mine on my wall here in front of me. I've kind of designed them on the wall as if they're like a waveform of audio. You know, I love radio, so I've got a waveform on the wall, and it lights up in my favourite colours and responds to music as I'm playing it. It's a really nice, very modern look, very, very appealing. A lot of people buying smart lights, light strips. When you see these things called Nanoleaf lines, they are either the kind of thing you do or not. Very, very simple, I think.
Yeah. And finally, flash news. I mean, everybody loves news, and we seem to consume more and more and more of it. A new streaming service, pretty cheap too.
Yeah, forget Binge and Stan and Netflix. They're your TV shows and music, and KO does your sport. This is news. It's called Flash. It's at flashnews.com.au, and it's a subscription, $8 a month. Gets you CNBC, CNN, Fox News, Sky News, BBC, 20-odd news channels that you can watch live or on-demand little segments and shows for $8 a month. And I think a lot of people, some people have Foxtel just for the news services. So for $8 a month, you can actually now get just what you want and not have to pay through the nose. So it's a good little service. It works really well. If you're a news junkie, Flash News is the latest on the availability at $8 a month.
I think I might wait until COVID's off the front page before we get that one, because it's there all going
to be a bit draining, isn't it?
Yes, it
certainly is.
Is.
Hey, Trevor, great to have you on board. Thanks for that. Look forward to chatting next week.
Our pleasure, gents.